ನಾನಕದೊಂದು ಗುರುಕುಲ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ದಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹು ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹು ವ್ಯಾಂಕ್ವಿಷಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಫಿಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಇನ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಫೋರ್ಮ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾತ್ಮ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Another meaning of Vishwatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishwatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in the third canto 3 to 15 as follows. Paravaresha mahadamsha yukta yajo pi jata bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is already there within the mind, and consequently, it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from a devotee's body. The word Avivesha signifies that the Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. There was no need for discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sripad Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Veera Raghava Acharya also says that Vasudeva was one of the demigods and that within his mind the Supreme Personality of God had appeared as an awakening of consciousness.
Om Ajnana Dhyanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshalam Nirgham Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnatasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Sarasvati Deva Ovadani Badharine Nirvishaya Sanya Bhadi Aschata Dasa Tadane Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Sri Prabhupada Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Agar Shwati Vatsalam Angulangai Dhyam Tatki Tatsaman Mandir Sri Yundidhanam Paraman Vamam Sri Chaitanya Isram Hari Om Tatsa. So I'll try to speak clearly, but I already gave Bengali class, so my voice is a little down. We know that Krishna's appearance and his lila, his karma are all transcendental. He said in Bhagavatam, in Gita rather, that janma karma chanayadyam evang yogeti tatvata chakchandhyam pranajanma naiti vamaiti sojana. That if one and my voice goes down, let's see if I need a repetition. The birth and activities of Lord Krishna are all transcendental. If we know that, his birth and his activities are transcendental, and then at the end of this life, we don't take birth again. So this verse is very important because it tells us that a Krishna, his appearance is not ordinary. We may think, oh, because he came from the womb of Devaki, therefore he's like anyone else. But he also appeared with four hands, carrying the shankha, lotus, club, and this. So the, he had yellow garments, he had a helmet, he had kastuba jewel, he had all the features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vasudev thought, normally babies don't get born like this. I think his birth is somewhat unusual. He looks like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should also know that Krishna's appearance was transcendental. It was not ordinary. And Vasudev, he offered his prayers to Krishna. In the prison cell of Kamsa, he also offered then the Devaki, she offered her prayers. And at the end she said, because she was overwhelmed by motherly affection, that she was afraid for her baby, that you should take a ordinary form, like a baby. And Vasudev Krishna said, you take me to the to an underground, and there Yasoda has a daughter who is born, but she doesn't know whether it is a daughter or a son. So change me and take the daughter and give that to Kamsa. So like this, Then he took the baby form, and he was carried by Vasudev to the Vrindavan, where he was changed with this girl. So Vasudev knew that Krishna was his son, but Nanda and Yashoda also thought that Krishna was theirs. Only later did they find out he was their foster, a child. But still, they had all the affection for Krishna. They thought that Krishna is the best child. He is the very best. He is the very best. And they didn't think he was Bhagavan. They thought he is the best son. And so even Varuna had captured Nandaraj and Vasudev, and Balaram and Krishna came to free him. He thought, this even Varuna understands, my son is such a good son. He doesn't think that Varuna is all things or his thing, because his son is a sleepless Narayana. He thinks, my son is the best son. Therefore, even Varuna appreciates that this is such a great son. So like that, everyone in Vrindavan, the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead is not very important. They love Krishna for his quality. So some love him as a friend, some love him as a son, some love him as a lover. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught that the Vrajavasis have the best way of serving Krishna. They have the very best. And Krishna told the Vrajavasis, the way you serve me, I cannot repay you. You have to be satisfied with the love that you have for me. So Krishna, can you understand me, or should I have it repeated? How many like repeat? How many would like?
Anyone wants repetition?
So his leela in his pastimes in Vrindavan are considered a sweet, sweet, sweet. Madhura, madhura, madhura. And in Mathura is sweet, sweet. And Dwarka, sweet. So, but all of Krishna's appearances, all his pastimes, as the avatars, they're also studied by Gadadhar and Sridhar. So they're all transcendental. And when Sridhar Acharya came to study Bhagavatam under Gadadhar, he was surprised to see that Gadadhar, he said that our Bhagavatam is washed out with tears. Reading the pastimes of Prahlad and others, Dhruva. So it's not that just we are like the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, but we see all the pastimes. Krishna is pastime and Vrindavan are the sweet, sweet, sweet. But other pastimes are also transcendental. So sometimes we forget, because Krishna is so personal, he's so accessible. He serves his devotee like Partha Sarathi, he drives a chariot, he carries out the orders of Yudhisthira. We may think Krishna is ordinary, but he's never ordinary. This is his pleasure. He likes to serve his devotees. He likes to serve his parents, who are all his devotees. This is his transcendental quality. He tells Arjuna that in Avadhiya dance, you are there, I am there. I remember, you don't remember. So, Krishna remembered the Pandavas are his devotees. So he went to see the Pandavas in Hastinapur. And he told Yudhisthira Maharaj that I'll help you to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. So he followed the advice of Uddhava to defeat Jarasandha. And he went with Bhima and Arjuna to see Jarasandha. Now Jarasandha was famous to give charity to the Brahmas. But Jarasandha saw that these don't look like Brahmas. They have muscles, they have a signs of Kshatriya. They speak with a commanding voice. And Krishna identified, I am your old enemy Krishna. And this is the second and third son of Pandu. This is Bhima and Arjuna. So Jarasandha said, we want to fight with you. So Jarasandha said, well, you are a coward, you thief. So I don't, you get the will when you fight with me. I won't fight with you. And I think that Arjuna is not my ego. Maybe Bhima, I'll fight with him. He got seized by ego. And so therefore, Jarasandha, for 28 days, he fought with Bhima. And Bhima went to Krishna. I don't think I can defeat the guy. I'm trying, but he is also very expert. And he has the Bhima has the strength of 10,000 elephants, and so does Jarasandha. And then Krishna told the seeker that he was two parts, and when his father saw two little queens, that it's useless, he threw the two parts in the forest. Then one witch called Jara, she knew the black arts of witchcraft. So she combined both, the two parts, and this he became Jarasandha. And therefore, the only way to kill him is also Krishna took a twig and ripped the bark. So, like this, he showed a seeker. So then Bhima threw Jarasandha on the ground and he grabbed one leg and put his foot on the other leg and divided in two. And there was one side, one leg, one jesse, one half a spine, half a chest, half a head, exactly half. So like this, he was dead. But then Arjuna and Krishna, they didn't want his kingdom. So they made the son of Arjuna, the son of rather, Jarasandha, Sahadeva, and made him the king. And he was very, very respectful to Krishna. Like this. And then Yudhishthira, he said, he was very happy to hear the death of Jarasandha. He said, we know that you are coming and you take orders like as if you are a lower person. But we know you are the super soul. You are the actual Supreme Godhead. And you are in everyone's heart. And you have all these powers. But still you come and you take the role, the subordinate role of your friends. So, you're acting like an actor on the stage. So like that, Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Dwarka, everywhere he acted as an actor. But actually he's a supreme. He's the transcendental. So, one day Prabhupada was giving class. He said, everyone is looking for our thing. Everyone is looking for a thing in a lady and a man. So they are looking for a thing. But actually the best friend is Krishna. He is the best friend. So actually the friend you are looking for really is Lord Krishna. He is our best friend. So these pastimes of Krishna reveal how he can be a best friend, best son, best lover, best husband. When he left the battlefield of Jarasandha to save Rukmini, at that time he climbed one mountain with Balaram, and that mountain was covered with clouds, so Jarasandha couldn't see him. And him and Balaram jumped 84 miles. Now, for Krishna, there's nothing. He could maintain all the planets with his affection, all his energies. But, you know, he jumped 84 miles and he went and saved Rukmini. So Jarasandha didn't see him jump. So he thought, Krishna's on the mountain top, and he lit fire and went home. And he thought, I killed Krishna. But later he was surprised. He saw Krishna come and take Rukmini. So like this, Krishna's activities are all transcendental. In the Vrindavan, he lifted a gig over the... Now, for Krishna, lifting a mountain is not a big thing. He can lift the whole universe with a fraction of his potency. But he lifted the gig over the... And he stood like that for 7 days and 7 nights. So, his friends, they thought, Krishna, let Siddha or something else hold it for a while. Let's massage your arm. Because they thought, Krishna's our equal. They are holding with their sticks. So, we are very fortunate that Prabhupada came from the West and he gave us this Krishna Bhakti. Otherwise, there's a song by Vasu Bose, Jadi Gauranga Hoito, Ki Hoito. If there wasn't Gauranga, what would there be? So, I was thinking, if there wasn't Prabhupada, what would there be? Prabhupada gave us this knowledge about Krishna. Otherwise, we didn't know anything. So we are so much indebted to Prabhupada. He revealed what is Krishna, what is Krishna, how Krishna is so kind, how he is so great. Now Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna sees everything you do. But if you become his devotee, if you become his devotee, he will also reciprocate with you. He is equal to everyone, but he reciprocates. So those who are demons, he reciprocates. They want to kill Krishna, he kills them. Those who are devotees, they want to be friends with Krishna, so he is friends with them. So like this, everyone, he is very kind to reciprocate. So, we are recommended by Prabhupada, we should approach Krishna with devotion. We should understand how Krishna is transcendental. He is so kind that he performs this, he comes to this universe. We're very fortunate he was on this planet only 5,000 years ago. And we know his pastimes, his activities. So, by that, we can also achieve his shelter. Now, it will be very hard to achieve Krishna's shelter, but Lord Chaitanya gave us easy way. And if we chant Hare Krishna, if we engage in listening to our Krishna Kala, and we engage in serving Krishna, that's enough. So Lord Chaitanya was very merciful, and therefore we have a chance. Otherwise, to get devotion from Krishna is very rare. Krishna says in Gita that out of thousands and thousands, one has. So one time in Kumbhamela, there was someone who asked Prabhupada, you said that having devotion for Lord Krishna means we have passed through all the various levels of the pious activities. But I don't see, I didn't do any pious activities. I was just a sinner. So how did I get Krishna Bhakti? Prabhupada said, I have made your good fortune for you. I have made your good fortune for you. O Lord Ki. So today on our Krishna Janmasi, we are celebrating the appearance of Lord Krishna. His appearance is divine. That we have heard how all the acharyas have said that he didn't appear in an ordinary way, he appeared transcendental way, and we also celebrate his activities, which are also divine. We should not have any doubt that Lord Krishna is divine, and if we have no doubt, then our devotion will be complete. You see, Vasudeva and Devaki, they didn't have the opportunity of seeing Krishna's childhood pastime. They only saw his appearance, and then later, 16 up, they saw his activities in Mathura. Otherwise, Nanda and Yasoda, they had the great opportunity to see Krishna's pastimes in his childhood pastimes. So, many asuras, they also criticized Krishna. They said, well, Krishna doesn't, what caste is that clear? Because he grew up in the Vrindavan as a cowherd boy. And so, is he really a kshatriya? So I don't think he has any caste. Sisthupada said, he's casteless. Indirectly, he is glorifying Krishna. Because Krishna is transcendental. He acts as a kshatriya, acts as a vaishya, but actually, he's transcendental to all the castes, all the ashrams. But he shows by his example how to execute our activities. So that's his greatness. But actually, he's transcendental. So the demons like Sisthupada, they were the reincarnation of Jaya Vijaya. Sisthupada comes on. So, they're always thinking about Krishna, but they're thinking of Krishna indirectly because they took the boon that they would like to be a return to service as gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. Quick, in 3 words, as enemies. So, Krishna, he took the life of Sisthupada, he took the life of Kamsa, he left others to die by other hands, Balaram also. So, today we are observing the Krishna Janmashtami. It's a very great day for us. Prabhupada, he said that we are Krishna Bhaktas. We see that Krishna is the source of all the avatars. He is the avatari. So, therefore we observe Krishna Janmashtami. Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, so you observe a Gaura Purnima, a complete fast. That means we take anukalpa, we take like a kadasi after. So on Janmashtami we fast till midnight, on Gaura Purnima we fast till 6. And after that we take only non-grains, non-pulse. Other days are optional. Here because we have, as we did, many of fast, But it's optional. And other devils, they don't fast. Just like we don't fast for a Ram or other. So, but Krishna is our deity. Lord Chaitanya taught, Akala Ishwar Krishna are Sarvatra. The one Lord is Lord Krishna. Everyone else is his Sarvatra. Any question?
Hare Krishna, Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that just by knowing the transcendental nature of the appearance and activities of Krishna, one doesn't take birth again in this material world. It's also said that as long as one has the slightest material desire, he has to come back to take birth again in this material world. As Prabhupada said, even if you are attached to a rasgulla, you have to come back to the material world. But as devotees, everyone knows that Krishna's birth and appearance are transcendental, but they may not be free from all material desire, so to speak. So how do we reconcile these two statements?
I don't say, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that those who know the transcendental nature of his birth and his activities, they don't take birth again. I was present when he gave such a class, and he said, Prabhupada said, you have to be 100%, 100% Krishna conscious. And everyone was thinking, 100%. That's a tall order. And he looked back, he said, he read everyone's mind. He said, even 90%. So we are digesting. But 90% also tough. And at that time he was in Montreal. He was on high public. They're getting down the stairway. He turned over and looked at the audience. He said, even 80%, even 80. So 80 tough. Not everyone was fully relieved. Then he was walking out, and he looked back, and he faced the audience, and he said, even 70% Krishna will take you. Then he raised his head up, and he left. Prabhupada ki! So he should try 100%, but there's a little Krishna mercy also there.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj, you said same Krishna, he came. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Shastra also says, all the acharyas say. But same time, Mathura, Dwarka is sweet, and then sweet, sweet. Vrindavan is sweet, sweet, sweet. So what is the Navadvip? What is Navadvip Mahaprabhu? What is it?
Navadvam, the Dham is also non-different from Vrindavan. The extended Gaur Mangal Bhumi is, it says in other Dham that you have two hands, and the Gaur Mangal Bhumi, they have four hands. So, do you understand?
Navadvip Dham, the residents of Navadvip Dham have two hands, and the residents of Gaur Mandala Bhumi have four hands. How can I serve Krishna in this condition?
Hearing, chanting, remembering. Hearing, chanting, remembering. Etc.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Is there like one root cause why someone would not surrender to Krishna, or does it vary between every individual?
No good cause.
Cause. Main cause.
Krishna says lust is the enemy. Krishna says lust is the enemy. That is in his daughter's sentence. Lost in the you know, some people, they have thought they cannot be devotees. They have all kinds of bad habits. But later, they had a change of heart. They started to chant many rounds and started to give up their bad habits. So, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is so great that we can get a Krishna Bhakti easily by His mercy. The example of that is the Jaya's mother. The other Khatwak, you'll see this Maria, Jaya's mother, and said they would go every day to the Ganges dancing and their kirtans were there and they would cry. Cry. The Jai Brother who was so evil-minded, he would cry in ecstasy and go to Ganges every day. And was he to die and go out. Talti, talti, jato, chilo, harida, urelo, tasaki, jagai, manai. So, there's no one that cannot be touched, but if they don't want, that's their choice. If they're just in ignorance, you can also revive them. But if they decide, I don't want our Krishna, I don't want bhakti, that's their choice. Definitely. But otherwise, if they're just ignorant, they can get the mercy.
Ramaj, there is one question from the internet. A question from Sukirti Madhava Devidasi.
Who?
Sukirti Madhava Devidasi. She's asking. She's asking how can one handle with praises and appreciation from other devotees so that one does not become proud of his nature and still remain in Krishna consciousness.
We should give all the credit to our Guru and Prabhupada. We should not take the credit for ourselves. If we have any good quality, anything good, we think that's our Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. If we have any bad quality, we think that's our fallen nature. So, I think, any other question for internet? So we should see the deities, greet the deities on this holy day of Janmashtami. Hari Ram! Hari Ram! Hari Ram! Thank you.